News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland has confirmed that some toll rates for motorways and the Dublin Port Tunnel will increase from January 1st, 2025. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Eugene Drennan, spokesman for the Irish Road Haulage Association. Good morning to you, Eugene. Your reaction to this, I suppose?
Yes, absolutely enraged. This is the third increase in a short period of time, Ciara. And the last one was supposed to be for inflation. Inflation has gone down and we haven't had the last increase returned to us. This should not be going up. Just to give people an indication of what we pay 7.30 on the M1, 8.40 on the M4, 7.30 on the M7, and between 6.80 and 7.50 already on the, before this increase. And this is outrageous. Like this is tax on tax on tax, the hallmark of this government. And TII have failed us in the need for it and in putting on this charge and not giving us the discount from before.
What kind of an impact will this have, do you believe, on the haulage business insofar as that, you know, percentage-wise, it's not going to put up the cost by that much, is it? I mean, not that I want to come in either, but you hear what I'm saying in terms of the other percentages.
Yeah, this singularly 10 cents is not much. This cumulatively is a fortune. And we already pay between 32 and 38% of all turnover in taxation. We have tax on tax on tax. And the M50 is free. It has been paid for three times over at different phases of its life structure. And it should be returned to the people. There should be no charge on it, like the Eastlink Bridge. Long ago, the promises of the politicians of yesteryear never honoured. The Eastlink and the M50 should be free. There's infrastructure of the country that's needed.
Are you saying that when they were paid for and when the contract was up in terms of those who ran those tolls, that they should have reverted to free open road?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We pay a fortune in excise duty and taxation outside of this. The infrastructure of the country is there to support business and to help business to thrive. If you keep adding cost on cost, this the public bodies and the authorities and the central government have been great at gathering taxation to give it to quangos and non-productivity at a cost to people who are productive. It cannot continue. And we are teetering with people in big trouble. You've heard me on many an interview of discussion and debate. I'm absolutely enraged this morning that the spiral of increase is continuing.
What about that this policy may well be deliberate, that we see that our emissions have gone down by 2.2% in the last quarter, we heard that this week, but that transport emissions have gone up by 2.7%. Isn't there an issue around sustainability and they actually want you to be driving a little bit less and to find other ways to transport things?
We are 5 years asking TII to lift the barriers to barrier-free tolling, particularly in the Port Tunnel and around the rest of the country, because it creates between 2.5 and 3.5 tonne of carbon in the port area every day because of the concentration of...
So if those you're saying if those tolls, that actually might improve emissions?
What? No. They should do away with the barriers. It should be barrier-free tolling all over the country. Okay. And that will bring down emissions. That would be a really positive approach to this. But just adding on, extra cost, the upward spiral of cost and to services, and it's the cumulative effect and the cumulative effect of the number of tolls we have to go through. The only people who get to Dublin Port free is if you're coming from Belfast. The rest of us have to pay through the nose. And every other city of Europe has a ring road that is free. They want to get the traffic free and they have alternative routes. They've just blocked the keys. There is no alternative route to anybody now to avoid going through that toll and going through the tunnel. And you're forced on the M50 to pay yet another toll. It's outrageous.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Eugene Drennan there, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.